Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of EMScapades Off Duty, the official podcast of EMScapades, the comic strip. I am your host, Ben Clancy. With me in the dining room studio, we have the one, the only, as I say, biter of my name and my rhymes, Benjamin.
How dare you?
Good to see you, bud.
Good to see you.
I wanted a chance to get a chance. There you go. I wanted so many chances.
So many chances
to get you on this because, as everybody knows, 2 weeks ago, I believe it was, I was able to interview your sister.
Yes.
My favorite child, Bridget. And...
Oh, whoa.
You keep wanting to say how dare you. There. You didn't want to repeat yourself.
I didn't want to repeat myself.
I was able to interview her 2 weeks ago, and everybody liked it, and I knew I wanted to interview you, and basically we had this moment because you start back up school...
Tomorrow.
So here we are. I get a chance at the last minute to tuck in an interview with the son. And you know, I told your mom about this last night. I was at the station. I got off work this morning, so that's why this podcast is... you know, coming to you this evening. But I got off work this morning, but when I talked to your mom before I went to bed last night, or, you know, tried to go to bed last night, I said, hey, so tomorrow, she was like, I told Benjamin not to bother you, you know, just let you sleep and all that stuff. And I said, oh no, we have a podcast to record. And she's like, what? She's like, I want to be on your podcast. And I said, what are you talking about? Like,
you have all the chances to.
I can do this with you just about any time. I said, you just have to take off on a Monday. And I was joking. I was trying to get her to play hooky with me for a day. But I said, you can come with me. And I said, we'll do it on like a Sunday night or something. We'll do an interview. She goes, no, I'm just teasing. I'm like, no, you're not. So she's jealous of you right now. So what I need you to do when she gets home from work today, or from the vaccine
clinic.
My wife is dishing out the COVID vaccine. She picked up overtime, so she goes straight from the hospital over to dish out the vaccine, which is today's episode is about that, the COVID vaccine. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But yeah, I wanted to get a chance to get you on here. So now let me stop talking and let me let you do some talking. So,
okay.
Let's see. So my son is a burgeoning little artist.
Yes.
And you have
I wouldn't say artist. I would say cartoonist.
Cartoonist. Like because your old man.
It's more like a cartoon than it would be just art. You know?
That's true. You don't have comic strip bubbles though. Like you don't do a talking.
No, they don't talk.
They don't talk. Do you want to do that?
No.
Oh. I was going to say, because I can do that, or I mean, I can give you the program that I use. Yes, no, kids, no. It's a program. I don't handwrite those perfectly comic strip letters. So speaking of comic strip, thank you everybody for your kind words and likes on the Zoom call, the New Year's party between my characters. I wanted to give a little glimpse as to what everybody was doing, so I thought you guys would like that. Did you like that when you saw it?
Yeah, just a little secret, everyone. He got that idea from me.
Bullshit. Did I?
No, I did one, yeah, a good bit ago. I said Zoom for the holidays, and it was four of my characters, and they were all sitting there in a Zoom call together. But no, you didn't steal it. Everyone's doing stuff like that, doing a little Zoom, like cartoon.
Dude, we knew your voice was going to crack all over the place. Now you're doing it deliberately. Okay, so my son, 14 years old. He is having a wicked time with these voice cracks. But you know what? He's cool about it. His friends kind of make fun, or he just goes, what the hell was that? You know, he stops himself. But I have assured my young son here that once it all irons itself out, you're going to have these nice baritone pipes that the ladies, hello ladies, you guys like very much. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
So you do. You like it very much. And so I told him, hang tight. It'll be over here soon. And then you will be sounding smooth and nice. So, but as for this podcast, it's a good time capsule. It's a good moment in time so we can look back and remember when your voice was just such a pain in the ass for you.
Why?
It's good.
Well, yeah, it was a pain in the butt, but I kind of like it, you know? It adds character.
Now you're doing it deliberately. Don't do it deliberately. If it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
But his laugh...
My laugh changes all the time.
But your laugh lately has taken on a shaggy of Scooby-Doo fame.
Scooby.
Or no, oh, you do the Scooby laugh. That's right. So he'll play with the cat across the room. Exactly that laugh. Deliberately or not, that is the laugh that comes out of my kid's face when he's playing around. So I'm so happy to get this. So you have the characters. You had no idea. And I'll give you credit on the Zoom call. I don't give a shit.
No, I was just messing with you.
I really don't. I mean, I look at your stuff.
You don't
check
pay attention to my stuff, though.
Oh, no. I check. I click like and all. I like it. But I failed to remember the Zoom call one. You ought to check the tape.
Did I
click like on that one?
It was a very, fast one. It went out there, and then I posted another one, I think, the next day.
So. Also, Instagram changed their algorithm.
Yeah.
So, I get barely any traction. I used to get, so many likes on Instagram for anything I did, and now it's, nobody sees it. And it's used to be one of the bigger commenters on, it used to be one of the bigger commenters on my posts, when I put out the question, and then the numbers just went down, and Mom explained that to me. Mom was like, well, the algorithm has changed, and because she's Miss Finger on the Pulse of all things social media. I'm looking at Jake right now. Jake, if you even think about it, go lay in your crate. He was staring out the window. He's like, they're running the podcast. I'm looking for something to bark at. Can I please get my ass on this podcast? Meanwhile, look who passed out right here.
Oh, yeah, he's out.
Max is laying on the cat tower, completely passed out. You know what? I'm going to take a picture so I can show my listeners. So, yeah. So normally he's the one tearing shit up, but now he is passed out on the cat tower. This is my view right here. Oh, let's see. Benjamin with the, sticking his hand out, Vanna White, ladies and gentlemen, a cat. So, yes. So, and I would love to give away what your comic, what your little cartoon character is, but do you have your name attached to it?
Not as a copyright.
No. Do you have your name attached to it? Will it give away our family name?
Oh, no.
Are you sure?
Yes.
In no way, shape, or form?
I've cut my name out of everything. Trust me, I've said it in a lot of things, and I had to go through and edit it out.
Oh, and you have your podcast up?
Yeah, one episode. Called The Review of 2020.
The Review of 2020.
I took it on New Year's Day, too. And I didn't do much editing, so I was like...
You had a lot of that breaths.
Mm-hmm. And a lot.
Yeah, we'll find a way to play around with. And I gave you the program that I record mine on, and if you want to use that, we can play around with the ducking and the noise gate and see if we can fix that for you.
Seriously, that would be a lot.
Because it would be a nightmare if every single little breath and sound came out of mine. But still, I guess I'm trusting you, man. I'm putting it out here. You have the ability to make my career hell.
I don't have my name attached to anything. I think the most I've said was my first name.
And everybody knows your first name.
Yeah.
Right. And Ben is my first name.
Mm-hmm.
Clincy is not our last name.
Obviously.
I know, and it's a bitch you can't use it.
Mm-hmm.
If you use it for your podcast, it'll trip onto all my stuff.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Well, I could always, use my full first name.
Nah.
Because you only use
Don't steal
those...
my shit. Don't steal my shit.
Okay, well. Wait. You offered.
Wait until everything kind of happens a little bit this year or next year. And then if you want to ride my coattails... Instead of creating something original.
No, because I use a different, stage name. I don't know what to call it. It's just Adam.
Pen name.
All right, well, yeah.
All right, so please tell my listeners, now that they have suffered through us gabbing back and forth for 10 minutes.
Yeah, feel bad for them.
What is your comic, what is your cartoon character's name?
Adam.
Adam.
No last name.
Right.
Well, it's Adam Apple.
Adam Apple.
But...
Okay, so Adam Apple, is how you will find him on Instagram, and it's two D's.
Yes, because Adam. I actually got yelled at. Some guy's name was Adam Apple on their Instagram. They had one D. Someone said that I was stealing their name.
Whoa. How many followers does he have?
More than I do.
But I mean, how many?
Hundreds.
Probably being a dick.
Probably.
Okay. Well,
I can't even get 60. I think I just hit 60 the other day and then someone unfollowed.
Well, Instagram's a hard get. I think I haven't even crossed 5,000 yet. I have like 16,000 followers on Facebook. I'm like 4,000, maybe 4,500 on Instagram.
Well, you don't see other people's
things. And I have
things.
500 on Twitter. I broke like 500, and I've had that Twitter account since before the comic strip.
Yeah, I think the only time you'll ever see an account is if it's new to Instagram and it recommends it in a little bar. Like, when you scroll through enough, it'll show like a bar saying, new to Instagram.
Gotcha.
And that's how they encourage people to follow new people.
Ah.
So that way when they start out, they don't start out with zero followers forever.
So look, I'm looking for a social media manager. I'll pay you in sushi.
Okay.
You wouldn't say no to that in a million years. My boy loves sushi. I love it too, of course. And I got him onto it. God, when you were like, it was like just past the age where they're like, you probably shouldn't give little kids sushi just in case because raw fish and blah, 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 blah.
I remember you made it in the apartment. Back
well, that, I made it with crab, with an imitation crab stick.
Did I eat that?
I'm pretty sure you did. And he has been nutso for it ever since. And he bugs me every time. I'm surprised it didn't come up today. And he probably wanted it. Bullshit.
No, because we went, what, a week ago?
Yeah, we did. Went a week ago and...
No, 2 weeks ago now.
Oh, no. We went a week ago and 2 weeks ago. You got me to go like twice in like 5 days.
Did I?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you were like, oh, I'm supposed to be doing stuff today. And I was like, well.
But you know I have trouble saying no. Well, I really, truly do.
Can we go to sushi soon?
You want to put out my business? Is that what you said?
No.
What'd you say?
I said, can we go get sushi soon? And you were like, ignoring it.
Shut up. I do. I have such trouble saying no to this family, and it's mean because I carry a lot of guilt for the fact that I'm away from them every third day, or I carry a lot of guilt for the amount of time.
For like a physical entire day. Like, I mean,
I know, right? 24 straight hours.
Yeah.
But also when I wasn't on the 24, it's just how many days I work and how many evenings and dinners I miss out on and late calls to get me home late. And I always feel this sense of guilt. And I think you guys take advantage of that.
When you look at the schedule, if you're working like every other day on these small amounts, you think you wouldn't see them that often. But then you look at the 24 and you're like, I get home at 9 the next day and I'm beat. And you end up like sleeping until 12. And we're all at school or work. And
by the
time we get home, we all are tired and ready to go to bed. So.
Yeah, that's true. So we get like that every third day to really like have a good hangout. Yeah, I get it. I mean, we could power through, but I'm enjoying right now. I don't have any school. So once college starts back up for me next week, I'll be back to.
I don't have school for another, 7 hours?
Is that right? No, you'd be going 11 o'clock tonight. This is about 4:30.
Well, no, 7 hours and then, 8 hours then. But then that would be tomorrow.
Oh,
so tomorrow
stop.
I'd be back into school.
You're that kid who's at a sleepover who's like, well, technically we spent 2 days together because midnight is a new day. Are you that kid? Are you that annoying kid? Are you really?
I'm not that annoying. It's just I don't say it like when we're at a sleepover, but like we'll be playing video games and my friend's like, all right, well, I'll see you tomorrow. And I go, technically it's today.
You are.
And he turns around and always goes, stop. Not even like, don't do that. Just stop. And then leaves.
Technically, it is tomorrow. It's tomorrow today. So I guess you'll see me tomorrow. Like, I guess you'll see me on the 4th because today's already the 3rd. Oh, man. Well, why did I raise that kid? That's the kid we freaking put his hand in a bowl of warm water. Check the door locks. What are you trying to show me?
No, the Discord.
What's the Discord? Okay, who's effed?
That's Jenny.
Jenny said she's effed?
Yes. Oh, what? She swears like a sailor, man.
Benny here has got a friend named Jenny who he's quite fond of. I'm not putting your personal business out there. She seems like a really great gal.
And, she is really nice.
She's really nice.
To me only. She's ready to break my other friend's kneecaps, but like, whenever I'm like sitting there and I get on her nerves, she goes, "All right," and then like walks away and goes talk to someone else. And like when my other friend, I don't want to share his name in case he doesn't want it.
Yeah, that's fine. And I mean, feel bad we put Jenny on the spot like that, but yeah. Jenny's a real common name.
That and also, she's been in streams and stuff.
Oh yeah, so she's just out there. Okay, go ahead.
But like my friend was getting on her nerves, and she goes, "Rashawn, I will body slam you against this table." We were outside for a mask break. She goes, "I will body slam you against this table if you don't stop." And I was like, whoa.
Now, I have not met her in person. I've seen pictures.
Well, don't say it like that. It's creepy. I've seen
you showed me her Instagram and stuff like that. I wanted to know what she looked like. My son talks about this girl all the time, and she's showing up on your phone like, F this, F and S. Right? She's cussing so bad. So I'm like, what does she look like? Just out of curiosity. Because, like, you know. See, he explained she's Asian, you know? I was like, what does she look like? And she's super cute. But you can just tell when you look at somebody's picture that she's probably about 4'11", 5' tops.
Oh, yeah. She's short.
She's a tiny thing.
She's not like Orange Grove. You remember her from Orange Grove?
Yeah,
yeah. She's not like her.
Yeah, we can't mention her because she's like a popular YouTuber.
Oh, yeah. More subscribers than you.
No joke, sucker. couldn't wait to twist that little knife off.
Well, I mean, I barely even know her anymore. I don't think I've talked to her since I started doing Blender, like, graphics effects and stuff like that.
She really took off. Like, she makes money at it.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so she's not as tiny as her. Not as tiny as little E.
No.
But I know, and Jenny isn't even a real name, so I don't feel bad now.
It actually isn't, yeah. Yeah. You're not wrong.
That's her American name. So, but anyway, she's...
So ha! No, I'm just kidding.
What is it?
I said so ha!
So ha! Sue is now, biatch! No, she's a cutie pie, but like I said, I mean, totally tiny. You can tell she's tiny. I haven't met her in person, but the fact that she threatens everybody in Ben's world except for him is hysterical because this little mob boss or whatever she is... And her family owns businesses, so she may be connected. They may be want to watch out. You know? I mean, they own businesses in town. They've connected. I know they're connected.
Maybe in Italy, but, like, I don't know about America. I mean, New York, maybe.
I don't know. But anyway, so that's Benjamin's deal. Thank you for showing me that text, that screen. You had, like, 17 notifications.
Yeah, that's why I had to get rid of some of them, so you would see the Discord.
I was just like, which one are you... getting me to look at, so but this is fun. I don't normally get anybody to talk to and nobody to like kind of banter back and forth with, so this is kind of fun. Anytime I did the Zoom calls and stuff, I did one with Trevor on the old podcast, Trevor Q.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he gave me all the cool stuff. I had the jelly and the,
was it the soda as well,
the sodas? Yeah,
that was,
you got
good
to try some.
That was really good.
Sorry, my mistake. That wasn't him.
The soda wasn't him.
The soda came from, and now I feel like a giant dick. Shit. Because it's a soda, and the guy, oh man. If you're listening, I'm the worst. But it was it High 8? Was that what it was called?
Oh, the soda?
Yeah. I don't know. It was like a cherry soda.
It was a cherry and a ginger ale soda. We didn't enjoy the ginger ale soda that much, but the cherry was really good.
Yeah. So I...
Actually, no. It was the other way around. Because we thought the cherry tasted like cough syrup.
Did we?
Yes.
But we liked the ginger one better?
But we loved the ginger ale one. That was so good.
Let me see. So I wonder if he would have done Facebook message me and said, "Hey, man, you got something coming your way." So I'm going to, like, while we're talking, just kind of look through my messages and see if I can give this person proper credit, because I feel like the worst right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, let's see. It's not going to come to me immediately, is it? Well, like I said, if I can remember, I will do this the next one. Maybe I'll owe him. Maybe we'll do a podcast together. Oh, there's you, Apple.
Apple. Yeah, they merged Messenger and Instagram messages together, so you can message someone.
I know, and that's why it's taking me like forever and a day to find this. Because his name is on the tip of my tongue, and I can see I can see his profile in my mind. I can't remember the name, but he sent me like a bunch of cool stuff. He sent me those chips, those spicy ass barbecue chips. It was like a little taste of where he was from. My mind is thinking like gauchos or grachos or, but I know I'm way off, but it's been a while. It's been a while. And yeah, we had a whole pandemic that has happened since then. So of course, things have been a blur. So I will get these facts straight. But since I'm having so much fun right here, 21 minutes, and we haven't even gotten into like reading people's podcast questions.
Exactly. We've just been talking.
I think I got to do this with some listeners. I think instead of it being about like an interview or asking questions, I think I might break open the Zoom again and see if you guys just want to shoot the crap like this. I think it could be something fun. You know, you guys drop me a message. Drop me a message if you're down.
He said shoot the crap.
That was a lot longer than you thought, huh? He hit the laughter button on his...
I didn't think it was going to be that long. That's why I was, like, ready to turn it off.
So, yeah, that, you just sitting here going, oh, shit, when will it end? When will it end?
Because it went from laughter to clapping and then this weird, like, dance. Like, it sounded like they were doing an Irish jig over there. Like, it just, it didn't even sound like laughter anymore. If you take the Irish dance and, like, you get rid of the music and all you can hear is the footsteps, that's what it sounded like. Sounded like they were just jumping up and down.
Okay, so you can tell. So we're recording from two different sources. He has his program up and I have my program up. And he has different buttons on his. So when I hit that sexy one earlier talking about my voice...
Oh, yeah.
He can't hear that. So he just...
Yeah, so all I hear is him laughing.
You just hear me giggling at the sound.
Yep.
And I can't hear his buttons, but I can see it timing down because it blinks and it tells like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It tells when the sound is about to end. And it has a little like countdown around it, red countdown. So I could tell that he hit it for the laughter thinking it would just be like, ha, ha, ha. But he's like, oh, shit, it's still going on. And you can see him over to my right just shrinking in his seat. And I'm like, you didn't expect that to last that long, did
No, it? I've never used this. So I thought, oh, it's just going to be some people giggling. And then it, like I said, turned into an Irish jig somehow.
Well, I did want to at least, like, interview you a couple of things. So you did explain, like, me being away and having to sleep and stuff like that. I thought it'd be good to get your perspective on being a child of a medic or whatever. Because, I mean, my listeners, every one of them except for like three, and I'm talking to you, Leron, Kate, no, I'm just joking, and Les. No, every one of my listeners, for the most part, have families. They have kids and stuff. But a lot of them don't. A lot of them are single. In regards to Bridget and Tyler, no, I got Tyler. I got a chance to speak to their kids. Well, Colton, the other one is too young, I think, to really carry on a conversation with. She's just a baby. But I love my listeners. I get a chance to shoot the breeze with them when I can and keep up with them through messages. And sometimes I'll do phone call. I'll open up the phone line on like a road trip or something. And, but I know with the families and all, I just wanted to like also kind of hear it. Cause I don't think I've ever really sat down and talked to you about what it's like to kind of be away or have me away and all that stuff. I will say a little something though. You were really good with it. Did you hear my voice crack for a change? You were really good with it when you were younger. I was surprised. You really didn't play that like I miss you, don't go away thing until your friend had that family domestic violence thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he had a friend whose uncle killed his dad. Is that correct?
Yes.
And
or no, it was his cousin. His cousin killed his dad.
Oh, so his cousin killed his dad. And that's a lot for, yes, God, Bridget wasn't even born yet. You were only
we
like
were still in elementary school,
eight,
I think.
Maybe?
Yeah.
All right, so you were young. And when he told you the story, because you're a good friend, man, you were really great to him throughout that. You really were. Perfect friend.
Yeah.
You made sure you included him when you guys played. But I mean, this kid, he just went through something that, like, I understand, sadly, but he, you know, he was going through it. And Benjamin asked him to, he asked him about it, you know, just wanting to know. And then when the little guy said about how there was police officers and an ambulance and fire trucks or something at his house, you put, I think you put two and two together, because I remember you being like, I don't want you to go. And then you would cry to me on the phone and all that stuff. And then I had to like kind of think about it from your perspective. And I said, you do know that like I don't.
I mean, this was a while ago, yeah. So I don't remember it as clear as day.
Right.
But I remember putting two and two together and thinking, oh, but what if he was still attacking people?
Right.
And then I imagined the paramedics being there, and you were a paramedic, so. Right.
And that's what I tried to tell you. I told you, you do know, like, we have a thing where we have to make sure the scene is safe, or we call the police in, and the police secure the scene secure. And I tell you now, because you're older, it's not always the most reliable thing. I mean, sometimes the scene is secure, but I mean, potential is always there.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I'm not going to tell you that it ain't. You know, like, son, you have nothing to worry about, I mean, until you do. I mean, because, you know, I could be sniped from a tree. Like, I don't
want to, like, sniped from a tree in a suburban neighborhood in the bottom right corner of South Carolina.
Dude, somebody shell-shocked, you know, still thinks they're in the war and just starts plucking us all. You never know. I mean,
get grandpa out of the trees, man.
I'm more likely that to happen than me get this goddamn COVID vaccine. So let's let's call that one
out. It's
like
the saying that you're more likely to get struck by lightning twice than to get, or struck by lightning once. Is it twice or once?
Then win the lottery?
Then win the lottery or something like that.
It's something like struck twice in the same day.
Yeah.
Like, you're likely to be struck at, like, breakfast and then go, wow, that was weird, and then go outside at lunch and get hit again. Maybe even three times. It's freaking, the odds of winning the lottery are incredible, but I play every time the jackpot gets big because it cost me $2 to dream. When I play our numbers, I have a set of numbers. I know they say the quick picks win more often, but I don't care. I play a set of numbers that I came up with. That's a combination of things that are very important to me. And like family members' birth dates are in there, stuff like that. I definitely... Jake? Don't you do it.
You see, he's just looking. Yeah, he's just looking.
Yeah, you better lay down.
It's so loud.
I know, the ticky-tack. Mm-hmm. This is what I deal with. Like, here, you want to go outside, bud? You want to go outside? Oh, crap. Here, talk to my people.
Oh, hey, people. But yeah, he is serious about winning the lottery.
Serious? Dang, dude, I just did all kinds of stuff to make that happen.
But he is serious about trying to win the lottery. Like, I remember we were heading home from a vacation once.
Come on, bud.
We were heading home from a vacation once, and he was like, oh, the jackpot's really big this time. And he was like, I believe it. And we stopped, we pick up some lottery tickets, we head home.
Right, because why did I pick up the lottery tickets in another state?
Well, because were the chances higher?
No. Hold on, let me come back to the microphone. The reason why is because it never happens in the state that you live in. So, like, you always, whenever you listen, it's like, oh, there was a winner. And it's like, where was it? It was like in Florida. So you always play. If you're traveling on 95, and I did it when I was coming back from EMS today in Tampa this past year. Or earlier, yeah, actually, I could say past year. It's 2021. Happy 2021, everybody.
You seriously? Happy.
Back in March. And so I bought tickets in Florida, I bought tickets in Georgia, and I bought tickets in South Carolina, so I bought tickets the whole way up the coast. And I do that, don't I do that when we go to Maryland to visit?
Oh yeah, when we go to Maryland, you buy one when we get there, you buy one when we're like halfway through our trip, and then you buy one on the way home.
Well, no, it's Maryland, I mean, it's South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland.
Oh yeah, it's like four states,
yeah,
going
on. Yeah, buy them. And it's I mean, because that's cool, like, you know. Mm-hmm. When you get back home and they say, oh, there was a winner in Maryland, you're like, could be me, because they ain't ever going to say South Carolina. Mm-mm. Never. Nothing happens here, including COVID vaccinations for first responders. Nothing ever happens here.
I'm pretty sure what that thing is like, they have you set it down on the table, and they're like, thank you, and they just put it right in a shredder.
You ready to go outside?
Because, like, I don't think I've ever heard...
I bet
heard...
you could hear him eating in the background, can't you?
I can't hear a thing from him. Well, I hear like,
why do the animals want to do their dang thing? Why?
See, like, that's why I like him more. No, I'm just kidding.
This cat's a pain in the ass when you're not here when I'm trying to record.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe because we're both here and we're the only ones in the house.
He's maybe. Like, come on, Jake. You're killing me right now, man. All I can hear is you crunching. I'm sure it's coming over the thing.
Oh, yeah, probably. I'm just not hearing it.
Right. You want to go outside? You want to go outside? He just stares at me. He came over to me.
He came over to you and was like, oh, you want to go outside? And got all happy.
He did the look. He did the look. Mm-hmm. Right? Do dogs have that look?
Yes.
They just look at you like, read my mind. Read my mind right now.
They're like, I don't have a way to tell you, but like, look.
Timmy's foot stuck in the railroad tracks? Like, you try and break it down? I don't know if that ever happened on Lassie or not, but still, it's a good thing. What? Timmy tried to plug a standard outlet into a 220, and he's wiggling in place? It got dark quick, didn't it?
Yeah, it got really dark.
Come on out. Come on, man. You're about to find a new home.
Hold on. How about you talk to the people, and I'll go see if I can get them to go outside.
Well, yeah, but it's like, what's the difference? Like, like when I open the door, what does he think? I'm a liar? Like, go outside to certain doom.
He doesn't trust you.
Come on, go outside, dog. You clicky clacky all over the damn laminates. If he goes outside when you open that door, I'm gonna be so mad. You go live somewhere else, man. No, because this is all you're going to be bragging about, and you're going to play this podcast for your friends. Look at the power I have. My dad can't even control the dog. What would he do without me? I can hear it all right now. Right now.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
But yeah, so anyway, like I said, you put two and two together. You said, just to jump back really fast, and I had to assure you, I was like, it's secure before we get there.
Yeah.
And then you were okay with it. Mm-hmm. And rather quickly, too. Like, you went, oh, okay. And I was very surprised because you had never had a problem with me being on the night shift. You never had a problem being on 24/48.
I mean, even back when I was going into kindergarten, you were, like, working 24s, weren't you?
I think so.
My first day of kindergarten, I think.
Yeah.
Because I walked in and they closed the doors behind me.
Right.
And I turned around and I was like, I don't know where to go. And you guys were like, go down that hallway. I remember that.
Yeah, but I remember, God, I've been doing this since you were 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 10 years. Well, it's coming up on 11.
Coming up on 11 in March. Not March for you, but March for me.
Yeah, you'll be 15, and it'll be 11 years shortly after that. So yeah, I've been doing it. Yeah. I was surprised. Carrie, your mom, you know, Carrie, that woman who lives here, our roommate,
just lives here.
Your mom was reading her Facebook memories or whatever the hell they call those things. Flashback. Is that what it is?
I think so. It's like, I don't know, flashback, memory or something. I know it's memory on Snapchat.
Sure.
Because I got something from like 2 years ago. It was like, hey, you got a memory from 2 years ago on Snapchat the other day.
Okay. So, yeah, so I did. She said, oh, man, this is when we were talking about, I'm so proud of my husband, brand new paramedic. And I, for some reason, really forgot.
I remember when you, I think, graduated the course or school or whatever.
I said, no, I've only been a paramedic for like 5 years or something like that. She was like, no, sweetie, it was 6 years ago. And I was like, really? And I was like, no shit. So like, I've been a paramedic for like 6.5 years. And I would have told everybody, oh yeah, I've been a paramedic for about 5 years. And I was off by a whole year. But to be fair,
a whole year of experience not accounted for.
To be fair. it all happens really quickly and it's quite a blur and it's crazy. And I couldn't, you know, who could remember anything anymore? It just happens so much. And when you work as much as I do, too. This is the first year your mom said, we're getting together stuff to do taxes. Am I waiting for any W-2s other than where you work? And I'm like, no. And she's like, really? She's like, not this place? No. Not that place? I'm like, no.
Stay outside.
Looks dead into his eyes. Stay outside.
Well, he wants to come in, and he does that. Go out for like 5 minutes and come in, and then stare at us to go back outside 5 minutes later. And I'm recording a podcast here with my son, and we're making history here. This is the first ever Ben to Ben podcast. Yeah. First ever.
Unless you got a fan named Ben who's going to be on it soon, then it'll just be a...
We can't win for losing with these animals.
What
is Max doing?
Messing with the tree bag.
So Max is screwing around with the Christmas tree bag, and Jake's scratching the door to go in. So thank you. I'm sure this is making for great audio for all of you. I'm hoping you're enjoying this, what it's like to be interrupted by asshole animals. Will we get some peace and quiet? Who knows? Because Max is awake. What the hell woke him up?
You.
Me?
Trying to shuffle around opening the door to let the dog in and out.
Oh, boo.
I mean, he was like not even 3 feet away from you.
I know. And now, of course, look, he's going to get on the table. Ah. Go chuck him in the backyard. Just kidding. He's not an outdoor cat.
Yeah, we don't need another one.
Let's see. Come on, man.
I could hear it. I could hear it get farther away in my head, in my headphones. Like, I heard you throw it because the mic picked
no
it up.
No way.
Yeah, when you threw it, you brushed your arm against your shirt.
Yeah.
So I could hear you go, shh, and then just, boop, just.
Get him off the table.
Good $60 headphones.
All right, he's off.
Okay.
Yeah, your headphones with the attached mic, your gamer headphones.
Yes.
That's what we're using for this. See, I still don't know what the audio sound. I don't know what the audio sounds like. We're just flying blind here. This could be a total waste.
Probably.
No, it won't. It won't. Have faith.
A total waste of 40 minutes.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? What else are we going to do? Go pick up your sister?
Yeah.
Let her stay. No, I'm just
joking. I don't know. I mean, it's open until, like, what, 5:30?
6. So is it 5:30? Uh-oh.
I think it's 5:30.
We're going to have to wrap this up here in the next few minutes.
All right, well, you got to look at people's answers now.
I do have to look at people's answers. So, do you...
I'll pull it up too. Instagram. Right.
That's fine. Pull it up on your gram, son. Your gram. Let's see. So, what did... There you go. You have that. What does it say on the bottom?
What?
Hmm? Oh, what did I get tagged with for information about vaccines? Oh, no joke.
Yeah.
11 comments over there on the Instagram.
Yes.
All right, I got 13 over here on Facebook.
Really long one.
13 on Facebook. So, okay. So the way that I read it is you can read, if you want to read some, or I can read them.
I would like to read some.
Excellent. So do your best to make sure the names, I usually click on the name and I give the first name and the
and like the initial.
Last initial. So watch, click on that guy.
The long
name.
So...
Okay.
I don't
know
how to
pronounce
that.
Moshe G.
Moshe G.
And then
G,
go
okay.
back. And does it go back to the comment?
Yes.
Okay. If that's how you want to do it, if not, I can do the Instagram ones. No, you're not on Facebook.
I'm not on Facebook.
Okay.
I would like to be on Facebook, but.
I don't trust it.
Broaden my reach.
We'll talk.
We'll talk.
Okay. So, well, since we already said his name, hey, Moshe, how you doing, buddy? Moshe G, can you tell me what he said about the... So basically, what I said was the COVID vaccine. Pardon me, hold on. I said, the COVID vaccine. Had it, getting it, avoiding it, trust it, don't trust it, leave your comment. And so we'll trade back and forth. We'll do between Facebook and between Instagram. How's that sound? So you read one, and then I'll read one, and then you read one. So this is mashing it up. This is mixing it up. This is the merging of two social media services, one that you
company.
Are primarily more adept at, and yeah. one that I am more adept at.
Yeah, I know one inside and out.
Enough to teach me about the algorithm earlier.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so I said, leave your comment about it. So what did Moshe G have to say?
So he said he got it. And they said they're a volunteer EMT in their town, and they said, and the town council worked with the local hospital for us to get vaccinated there last weekend. Plus the country county opened up a big vaccination site nearby. Felt a bit lightheaded after, but that was probably because I hadn't eaten much. My arm started to feel sore at the site about 12 hours later and persisted for about 24 hours, but really not that bad. Some of my colleagues did develop symptoms, though. Others did not want to get it due to allergies or such because it's new, but most got it.
Got you. So. Okay. Well, thank you, Moshe. And that's what I do usually after I read it. I thank them for their comments. So if you want to say, thank you, Moshe. So we'll read that one after that. Sure. Just go down the list. But
oh, yeah. Well, that was at the bottom of the
well,
list.
Well, the thing for Moshe, so I have to be perfectly honest with you guys. Like, so today was the first day that my boss, one of my bosses, reached out and said, hey, just trying to gauge interest in the vaccine. You know, how many people are interested? And I text them back interested, and I didn't hear jack shit back. So, but today is the first day that anybody asked us if we were interested in getting it here in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina. So, when I put this out there, I was hoping to find people who were in the same boat as me. What I found was my entire flipping fan base
has gotten it.
With the exception of, like, I think three of you. Like, I sat here and was bitching last week. I did this whole tirade about how I'll be the last person to get it. I'll be the last person or, you know, because since the last podcast, my wife got it. My wife got vaccinated. My wife works in the hospital in a vault.
Probably the least contaminated places.
She's in, like, the narcotics vault. Like, she's controlled substances. That's her department. So she's in a vault. And so she doesn't even have patient contact. So,
yeah.
She got vaccinated. And I kid you not. New Year's Eve night, I took a COVID positive patient, which I pretty much do. Not every shift, but quite regularly. I mean, I will say, took a COVID-positive patient, and here is the best part. Not only was he confirmed COVID-positive by the ER that we had to take him downtown to, I think it was the ICU. We had to take him downtown. Not only was he confirmed COVID-positive, and the reason why is he was throwing up, he came in, due to the vomiting or whatever, discovered he had pancreatitis. When they did the scan, they saw what they call ground glass. That's what the x-rays are showing for people who have possible or COVID-positive patients show this thing on their scans. It looks like ground glass in the lungs. That's what I've been told. So they saw it, and they went ahead and swabbed him and waited, and everything came back. He was COVID-positive, which, okay, we gowned up. We did the whole nine. But this guy is also our regular dialysis patient. So, like, our crews, not necessarily me, but our crews have been riding with this guy six times a week in a box. And all they do is temperature checks at the doorway for the, you know, for the thing. The dialysis clinic, I should say. So, he's been COVID positive for who knows how long, right? And everybody's been exposed to it. Now, we do wear masks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody's been exposed to it. But we do, like I said, we do wear masks. We don't do the full gown up for every dialysis patient and all that stuff. And we're not necessarily required to, you know, wear plastic in the whole nine.
Yeah.
But we do take the precautions, the precautions, you know. But still, there's a possibility of an exposure there. And now we learned that he was confirmed. And so we took him as he was confirmed, as everybody else in my company has probably taken him. So everybody in my company has been exposed to a COVID-positive patient within the past, like, week or two. Yet they're just now, today, got an email, or an email and a message, asking about our interest. So then I wrote the hospital, after I found out about that, my wife got me a link, and I said, I'm interested. And they wrote me back, go ahead and get, congratulations, Max, you did it. You knocked over that whole pile of stuff off the table. Congratulations. Please, Benjamin, round of applause for Max. Round of applause for Max, everybody. Excellent. Good job, Max. Once again, it's still going, isn't it? Okay. Mine's a little better.
Nice.
It's kids cheer.
Oh, well.
So, yes. So, anyway. But yeah, so that's... So, I was reading your guys, and I was trying to be very... I was trying not to get mad, but after New Year's Eve and then turning around and reading your guys' things, I was getting more and more pissed off. I was so mad. So, I'm not going to be able to read all of these, but I do... Like, I'll give you the greatest hits of mine on Facebook. Chuck F. chimed in, and he said, "At first chance, I will bare my arm." However, Chuck has since retired. He's not active EMS, and he's not a priority. But he said he would do it. Jerry A., now this was a different one. Jerry A. said, "Had COVID in November, won't get the vaccine unless my employer forces me. With the list of possible side effects, I wouldn't want the vaccine even if I didn't have the antibodies." So... the offers, you know, that's one that didn't want to get it. And very few said they wouldn't or said that they didn't, you know. What about yours?
So the Brick EMS team, they got the vaccine and there's a little thumbs up and a smiley face. So that, you know,
that's what seems they said. Like the Brick EMS team got the vaccine.
It says the Brick EMS team got the vaccine.
There you go. So Brick EMS. Brick-ums. Has gotten it. William K over on Facebook said, "Just got it, and now I'm gonna do this." And he put up a comic strip, a little stick figure comic strip, and it's real quick. It says, "The first thing I'm gonna do after I get the vaccine," and they say, "definitely make a bunch of spike proteins and engulf them with dendritic cells. Then I'll probably display the antigens in my T cells." Nerd, nerd. No, William K., I dig it. It's pretty funny. What you got going on next?
So, Ben H.
Ben H.
Dash K.
Okay, well, Ben H.
Ben H. Said, "They got theirs, had some solid side effects, and then again, I just got COVID, so I guess I was still recovering." So,
right.
They got it, and then they got the vaccine.
Right. So, maybe had it when they got the vaccine?
Maybe.
That's a storm, isn't it? So you think the vaccine is what caused the symptoms, but you were already COVID positive and just wasn't showing any symptoms when you got the vaccine, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they said then again, I just got COVID, so my guess is I was still recovering.
Okay. Yeah, you said solid symptoms, but you didn't give us any list of what those were, man. We're an informational podcast this week. I want to spread the word.
Information, just go to cdc.gov.
Well, that's what it says on the underside of my...
cdc.gov.
Yeah, I got tagged.
CDC.
So TJR. TJR said, "I have had it. Get number two next Wednesday. Totally worth it so far. No negative effects beyond a stiff A for 24 hours. I think you forgot to type out the word arm." Of course, what am I thinking? Stiff ass, you know, like, of course. Yeah, Noel, what you got? What did Noel have to say?
So, Noel had
Noel
to
on
say,
Instagram.
They got the Pfizer arm was hella sore.
Hella sore.
For about 2 days, but besides that, it's been pretty peachy so far.
There you go. Well, Noel, good for you.
Nice username, too. I really like that.
What's the username?
Red Cat Black Magic.
Ooh, that is pretty cool. Don't go stealing it, trying to say like, Red Adam Black.
Hey, no.
I'm joking. The guy accused you of stealing his name. I'm just call back to earlier.
And I'm going to actually accuse you for stealing my art idea.
I didn't steal your art idea, Adam Stealer.
Hey, I mean, oops, sorry, that was my fault.
I thought Max is at it again. No, congratulations, Ben. Ben, congratulations, you did it. You kicked the thing.
I didn't mean to. I was just moving my leg.
All right. Over on Facebook, Mike H. said, "Got my first shot last week. No negative effects so far." Nicole S. said, "Hoping to be in Alberta's second wave, and we've barely started our first wave of vaccines." Jeez. So
where's Alberta again?
I believe Alberta would be Canada. I think that's where Nicole here is from. Let me double check on that. Looking. Yeah. Yeah, she's in Alberta, Canada. So
I flunked geometry like crazy. Geometry. See, I can't even say it right. It's a banana.
Geography.
Geography.
Go back to school.
Yeah, I do.
See, you are a classic case of summer breaks and winter breaks just suck information right out your ass. How? How in the world?
Well, because here's my method.
I'm telling you everything you kids are into.
School disappear, brain go bye-bye.
That's... I know everything you kids are into is designed to just push knowledge out of your head. From when it was you were younger, it was SpongeBob. There was a study I read that said kids who watched SpongeBob took longer to tie their shoes immediately following an episode.
That's a lie. Well, immediately following an episode.
Right. So, like, if you showed them SpongeBob and you said, all right, it's time to go, to the kids you didn't show SpongeBob to, you showed, like, Sesame Street or you showed something like that to, you said, all right, kids, we got to go. Put on your shoes. They, like, whipped them on and went out the door. SpongeBob was just like a series of noises and boom, 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 and all this freaking music.
I watched so much SpongeBob.
And freaking pastel colors
trauma.
And weird shit. And they said it just totally, like, not dumbs your kid for life or anything, but, like, just and then they freaking can't even remember immediately how to tie their shoes. And so, summer break, like, I've battled with this with you your whole life. You leave second grade, going into third, and they do those time tests to find out where you're sitting with your math. And it's like you forgot everything.
I remember that. I was playing Minecraft on the PC because I was trying to get you guys to get me in. I was playing, like, the free survival mode
right.
for a little bit. And you guys were like, all right, time to do this. And it was, like, a game, but it was, like, multiplication. It was on, like, Cool Math Games or something. And I was like, this is boring. I was like...
Anything I could get you to maintain your damn smarts.
Yeah, it was like fish swimming around, and I had to catch them. But it had to be, like, it would give me the problem, and the fish had the answer written on them. And it was all, like multiplication and addition. I remember that because I had to do it again so many times, but...
Well, we are staring down the barrel of almost an hour-long podcast, and we got to get out the door to get your sis. So...
Forget her.
Let's... Stop.
I mean, we got 30 minutes until the daycare closes, so...
Well, we got to get going.
Yeah, time for two more responses?
No, no, no. What I'm going to do is I'm going to rapid fire these. So over on Facebook, Les C. chimed in, said, I'm anxiously awaiting to go ahead to get mine. As much as my employer promises that we are frontline, the provincial government seems to think we're not frontline enough. If I worked in a hospital, I would have already gotten it. Even if I pulled the occasional shifts at the hospital, I would have gotten it. But since I still work full-time on the truck, or if I worked full-time on the truck, I could have gotten it. Since I'm working only the trucks, I have to wait. I'm hearing that March may be the time for me to get it along with the at-risk citizens. To paraphrase, I couldn't agree with you more for your rant last week, Clincy. Thanks for giving us a spot to vent on such a serious topic. Thank you, Les. Les is a top fan on Facebook. And then I'll just rattle off these. We're all like one-liners. Alan G said, got the first shot last week. Next one on the 11th, no negative effects. Mitchell T got mine last week, no negatives. Rob B got it yesterday. Well, that would be 4 days ago yesterday, but that's what he said. Sore arm and had a slight fever today for a little bit. Michael B said, literally just got the shot. So far, so good. Melissa A said, I get my second dose next week. And Emily F got her first dose the day before 4 days ago. So 5 days ago. She said, I got my first dose yesterday. So, like I said, everybody's gotten it but me.
Hey, I haven't gotten it either.
Well, they're primarily... I mean, probably getting us, you know,
well,
like
yeah.
frontline workers.
But I'm frontline in the school.
Whatever.
No, but I mean, like, we had one COVID case in our school, and it was a teacher, and he got it while he was off of work, and he ended up staying home immediately the next day. He did not bring it to school.
Right.
Because he got it, and they said he didn't know he had it for a good bit, but he had already been in his house for long enough. Because he went to, like, a party over the weekend and figured it out.
I remember we got the email about that.
Yeah. I think he went to, like, a party over the weekend or something. That's what people have been saying. But he went to a party over the weekend, got it, and then, like, didn't go to school.
All right. Real quick, I'm going to read Twitter's. It says, Sam A. has every intention of getting the vaccine, had their questions answered from a reliable and trusted source. Apparently their sister is involved in their health system's research process. Just waiting until the vaccine is available. They're not hospital-based, so they weren't among the first. Will F. on Twitter said, getting my first dose on the 3rd. They do say it's the least I can do to protect my wife, my family, and my coworkers. As much as I'm not looking forward to the pain at the injection site, it's a small price to pay to be able to pick up our lives from where we left off back in March. Kyle said, got my first dose of Pfizer last Saturday. Couldn't be more happy about it. After seeing what the COVID does to people of all ages, it's lifted such a burden, knowing soon I'll have less of a chance of spreading it and getting it. Stay safe, everyone. We're almost through this. And Simon T. said, got the first dose of the Pfizer vaccine on 12/24. 10 out of 10, highly recommended. Got it back on Christmas Eve. I mean, I know they were vaccinating the doctors back then.
Vaccine.
But wow, that's pretty cool. What, you got anything more on Instagram?
Oh, okay. Yes, I have one more. Let me go back. So there was one I wanted to read.
Okay.
Because this isn't exactly like South Carolina, but I kind of know what's going on. So Ruth Rose or Ruth V.
Ruth V.
Ruth V.
Yeah, she's a regular.
Said, I'll probably...
What did you think I said?
I didn't hear you. That's why I looked
she's
at you.
She's a regular.
Oh.
She's a regular.
You said she's a Wraither. I was about to say, whoa.
She's a Raker?
Wraither.
Wraither. What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
What?
It just sounded weird, so I was like... Anyway.
Regular.
They said, I'll probably get it, but for me, though, I live in a small town, therefore, it's all a matter of when.
Got you. Yeah, but Charleston's not a small town.
Well, it's not a small town, but they're rolling it out really slow.
What's that next one? It's a short one.
Metal Mistress.
I love that name.
Or Millie K.
Millie K.
Said, got mine, was pretty sore around the site for about a day.
Okay, so that's what everybody says. It's like sore for about 24 hours in the arm.
Which is a usual thing for a shot, right?
Yeah, I welt up.
I get sore when I get flu shots.
Not flu shots, but what's the one I welt? I usually welt up with a tetanus. If I get tetanus, it welts. I get a real hot knot where, like, you can just hold an ice cube and it melts. And just like, psh. Now go ahead and read me the next one.
So the next one wasn't as short as some of the others, but it was from... Oh, no, I've already read that one. There's one. This one's pretty short. So Max R. from Vienna, Austria.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. Said, I'm going to get it as soon as possible. Got to do my part. And then they said, I'm going to get it as soon as possible. Oh, so they said it twice.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
You know, comments are nice. They left it twice. All right. And then we have a last one there.
Yeah, one more. So this one is from Morgan S. And they say, got the first half. Go back on the 20th. And then like these like weird, I don't know, it's supposed to be like clapping.
But I think,
like,
or two raise hands the roof up, or
and
something.
Then it's like
yeah, raise, like, woo, woo. I think that's what it's supposed to be.
I mean, their name is Wee Woo. So.
Wee Woo. Wee Woo. Nice. Okay. Well, Wee Woo, pleasure hearing from you. Whoop, whoop. Okay. So, and last up on the REMscapades Reddit, first up, Who Cares 99 said, getting it on Saturday. There you go. BT Alford. I don't know if that's right. BTAL Ford, whatever it is, said, got the first round. We'll be going in for the second shot later this week. I personally don't have a problem with it, but I know some guys who are concerned about the fast turnaround. I personally am not worried about it. I joke around and say, people say, oh, I don't trust it. I'm like, I don't know. They're giving it to all the doctors and all the nurses and stuff. That'd be a ballsy move to just kill all the healthcare workers immediately.
Or
I said, if anything, I would trust this batch. And then I would be worried about the watered down shit they might give everybody down the line.
Or the mustard based stuff they're going to give us here in South Carolina.
The mustard based stuff here in South Carolina. The vinegar based stuff they give in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And the Maryland one that has Old Bay in it.
Old Bay. Boiled crab water.
Oh, God. All right. So also next up on Reddit, got it. Sore arm for 12 hours. No other side effects. Oh, that was Financial Disc 3432. PMBs and B said 1,000% and getting it next week. And then last up on the podcast and last up in the REMscapades subreddit, Spazin said, because unlike most of you, I am not actually in EMS. I am not on the block to getting it yet. I do want to get it as soon as I can, though. All my EMS family has already gotten it, though, including one that is usually against vaccines. Well, there you go. So, all of my fan base, I will leave you with this message in regards to the COVID vaccine. If for some reason I die before I can get this vaccine, you are to take this very podcast and shoot it out to all the news groups everywhere you can as like my last words. So that way the public can be educated on what happened when the vaccine was delayed in particular areas of the U.S. and the people in Canada, particularly Les, and I forget what your name was in Alberta. Chin up. I'm not glad, but it's comforting to know somebody else feels my pain. So thank you both. And I think that's it. We got to get your sisters. So we got to get on the road.
Yeah.
But please check out Adam Apple, Apple a Day on Instagram.
Yeah, Apple a Day and then underscore A because I couldn't do Apple a Day.
Oh, okay.
It was already taken. So
I see. All right. So Benjamin, thank you so much for being my podcast co-host today.
Thank you for having me.
Do you want to do this again sometime?
Yes.
I would love to. And then you're going to be starting a podcast. You already said you have one episode.
And it needs some work to be done, but it's already out there, so.
That's okay. I'm going to help you out. We're going to get your equipment set up and all that stuff. I'll get you. We'll find a way. Maybe this mic works, that mic works. So I'll get you this program. We're going to make you sound good, all right?
Yeah.
And then I'll be on your podcast.
Yep, soon,
telling
hopefully.
Embarrassing stories about you
pooping
in my palm of my hand.
I don't have time for that. My episodes are only 10 minutes long.
It'll be a 1-second story. I just told it. I'll just say, he pooped in the palm of my hand.
Edit it out.
All right. Thank you so much, Benjamin. I love you, buddy.
Love you.
And yeah, we got to get going. But to all of you, thank you for tuning in. I hope this episode was fun for you. I mean what I said earlier. Please get yourself in contact with me if you're interested in just doing similar to like what Benjamin and I just did, where we just shoot the breeze and talk about anything and everything. No interview style, nothing really formal. We just laugh and just make jokes and all that stuff and no nervousness. I mean, it'd just be like we were sitting around the station just shooting the bull. So if you're down, I'm down. Get in touch with me. I don't know what I'm going to say for next week's podcast question, so just be on the lookout for that here on Wednesday. And once again, I'm sorry to get this to you late, but I had to get some sleep. And all that stuff, as you know, when you get off 24, that first day off is wrecked. But if you don't follow me on the social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Reddit is where you'll find me. EMScapades on all three of those. And also, if you don't subscribe, please do on Apple, Google, iHeartRadio, Spotify, YouTube, pretty much everywhere the podcasts are posted. And that's all I'm going to have for now. I thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope this episode was entertaining. Wasn't terribly informative. I didn't have much really to say. Everybody got the vaccine but me. In the meantime, as always, stay healthy, be safe out there, and of course, I love you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.